You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Thursday, March 28th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Corky Reynolds, the city administrator. And Corky, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah. You know, today is a beautiful day, sunny day, makes us think spring's on the way. May have a little interlude today or tomorrow, but it's coming. Next week will be great. And it's opening day for the Twins.
Yeah, opening day for the Twins. The Gophers are going to be playing later on in
and winning
season hockey. So, yeah, it's a very exciting time of year, and it's still very busy for you guys over at the city.
Oh, we're always busy at the city. I mean, we had our council meeting this past Monday, and we just had a few agenda items, but they were very important items. One of the things we did was we reviewed the bids for the proposed street reconstructions in the city during this summer, and we actually accepted a bid from a contractor to do work on three of our city streets. One, Houston Avenue, which we installed underground material last year, and the street wasn't paved, and that'll be done this year. Also, the street that goes past John Deere on the south end of town, all the way to Bruce Street, we're going to be doing that. And then also North Broadway from, I believe, 6th Avenue or 5th Avenue, north out to Fisher Avenue. Those will all be done. And the bid we got, or the bids we got, were really good bids. In fact, two of the bids that we received were actually less than what our city engineer had estimated. And that's great. And I believe it came out to be $1,100,000+. The bid projected was $1.3 million, so about 9% less, which is very favorable for the city. And so we're excited about that.
So what was the process like at the beginning, figuring out what streets needed it the most, and then kind of what was the process like with the bidding as well?
Well, the process was with our public works director and other city personnel, we try to analyze streets. We'd never had a formal process, but they go out and they look at the streets, they look at the age, they look at the texture of the streets, are there cracks, those kind of things, and then make a determination about priority. Now, in the future, that's going to be more data-driven. If your listeners recall, we contracted with an engineering firm to do a pavement analysis for our city. That will go on this summer, and they will be taking pictures of the streets. They will be driving over the streets using some sonar technology or laser technology to make a data-driven analysis of our streets, and then they will be preparing a report about the condition of each street, cracks, pavement wear, and then putting that in a chart from needs immediate attention to can wait a period of time. So we'll have a data-driven information to be able to set up when we should be doing either a mill and overlay or total reconstruction. It'll be much more formalistic, much more data-driven in the future.
Yeah, and this is a process that we've talked about before, where you're always looking ahead as to what needs the attention, you know, either this year or in the next year, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, and that's something that it sounds like the city council takes very seriously.
Oh, very seriously, and it will help our public works director to conduct his CIPs, projecting out what we would need to be doing each year and budgeting for that. Making determinations about what might be the estimated cost, how many we need to do this year, how many the next year. It just allows for planning better and more thoroughly, and also then helps budgeting to be as realistic as possible.
So when will these improvements start?
Well, we're not sure. That's on the contractor when the conditions, the weather conditions are appropriate, and also their mobilization. They may be in another area of town, which helps mobilization, or they may be coming from another area of the state. So it's really up to them to set a deadline or a timeline for us. They'll come in and they'll have meetings with our public works director, with our city engineer, setting out a timeline, how they'll mobilize, and there will be deadlines for them to meet, and so we can get those projects hopefully done by an appropriate time in the fall. Generally, they're finished up by the middle of October. And two of these streets are state aid streets, so we get assistance and help from the state in paying for them. So that's another good thing.
Yeah, how important is that to have the state helping out with those state aid roads?
Well, that's really important because obviously then it takes some of the burden, direct burden off our citizens in terms of what we have to pay for. But yeah, that's very important. And we get certain state aids each year, but they must be used on state aid roads. So we are always looking at classifying and meeting the criteria. Is it a state aid road? Is it a local road? Public Works and our city engineer is always going over those criteria.
Is there anything else that the public should be interested in involving these street improvements for this year?
Well, just be aware, be listening to KROX, be checking the city website, because there'll be information out about when certain activities will be happening, so citizens can make plans about, am I going to have to park away from this road and walk? And there'll be notices about when that will be happening and suggestions about where you should park your vehicle, and just be aware of those kind of things. That'll be on the city website and certainly on KROX. But we don't know when it's going to start exactly, but that'll be coming out.
What else took place at the meeting the other night?
Well, one of the things that we did was to employ Clifton Larson and Allen, a public financing firm out of St. Cloud, to assist us with financial affairs in the city. As many people may know, the finance director resigned. And so in order to help us, we have always have projects. We always have things need to be done. We employed them on a temporary basis to come in and help us. Now, how that will look, obviously they will not have a person here daily, but we will be next week meeting with their representatives to determine how many days a week, how much will be done remotely. Obviously, it's better for us to have someone here, but it can be done. It's an accounting procedures and accounting mechanisms that can be done remotely, but they will be assisting us with audit preparations. They will be assisting us in preparing certain what they call GASB's accounting forms that need to be done and reported. They will be assisting us on a day-to-day basis, being able to answer questions from our department heads about what do I have left in this fund balance? How much have I spent? That's a very intricate thing, but they have the expertise and the knowledge to assist us with those types of pieces of information.
So still working out some of those finite details.
Exactly. And we have posted then the finance director position as being available. That's been on our website and other listing sites for approximately 10 days. We're hopeful. We have received some inquiries and some applications for that. We're going to leave that open until filled. We hope to be looking at it within the next 3 to 4 weeks for those applicants that we deem appropriate to interview. We certainly want to get that position filled with a well-qualified candidate as soon as is possible.
So is the plan for this Clifton Larson Allen to kind of be a bridge in between the two
positions?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not calling them the interim finance director, but exactly, it's a bridge. It keeps us on track with where we need to be. They are accounting professionals. In fact, the accountant who's in charge has a history of public finance in cities within the state of Minnesota. We were very conscious of that when we talked with them and negotiated with them to have someone with experience in those areas. And they were doing some other work for us previously, so they are familiar with the finances of the city. They're familiar with the systems that we use, and they're familiar with all of the things that go into appropriate financing for a community of our size.
How important was that to have that familiarity?
Well, we are very, very fortunate that they weren't just coming in from the cold. They weren't coming in with no knowledge. They had been working with us in the past, so it's an advantage for us.
And then some other updates too. The marketing coordinator, I know that's been a very hot topic as well.
The marketing coordinator, we did conduct interviews, and we have in fact hired someone who will be starting on Monday. That's not an April Fool's joke. There will be starting on Monday. We are meeting today in the City Hall, deciding on where that person will be located physically, and in conjunction with them, what type of hardware they need, software, what they need to make this position come to fruition and be the best it can be. We've never had one of these positions in the city, and it's more than just throwing out ads. It's marketing and getting out broadly all of the things that Crookston has to offer to its citizens themselves and then citizens from the surrounding area, highlighting all of the good things in the city. And one of the things that I think Crookston has been lax in doing is bragging about some of the things that we have. We just have not done that. It's not an ego thing for the city, but in today's social media, cities need to be out proclaiming, look, these are the amenities we have. These are the positive things about our community. This is a reason you may want to move here and take employment. It's a reason you may want to come for one event or a series of events. We just need a coordinated effort for that. And we've hired someone who was in Grand Forks, but will be coming here and being in our community to do that very thing, highlighting the things we have to offer.
Kind of like the Clifton Larson Allen, someone that's local and familiar with the area, it sounds like.
This individual is familiar with the area. I believe he's been in Grand Forks working for a radio station as a marketing type individual for the last one year, maybe two years. But we did a search process. We involved one of our council members whose job is to be a marketer in the interview process, creating interview questions, and we did interview, I believe, three candidates, and this is the candidate that was selected.
What makes this candidate stand out from the others?
Well, I think, one, familiarity with the area, was familiar with Crookston, been in Crookston many times, had a broad base of knowledge about various types of media to use, various types of platforms that can be used to market, familiar with writing, and I think this person hopefully will fit in very well here. I was excited about the job. I know we made the job offer, and within an hour we had an acceptance. So I think this person's really excited to be here, and we look forward to welcoming him to City Hall.
Yeah, and I'm sure the City Council is excited for this position to have been fulfilled, and now... Now it's going to be go time here starting Monday.
I believe so. You know, they were very adamant in creating this position, took some reserve dollars, created some new dollars, and made a good decision to create this position. And we were able to fill it with, we think, a qualified individual. So, yeah, I can't speak for them directly, but I got the very sense that, yes, they're excited about this position being now filled.
And it's going to be a good time here with the summer starting up. And is that kind of the idea, was to get someone here in the spring and ramp up towards the summer, or was it just kind of happenstance?
I think the idea was to get someone here as quickly as possible. I don't know that it had anything to do with the season of the year, because as we know, we have a lot of things here throughout all seasons. And it just worked out that this is the timing that became appropriate. It worked out that this individual is available, and we're ready to go.
Well, excited to hear more about them and eventually meet them and see how this position comes out, because it's been quite the process.
It's been the process, and hopefully this is the fruition of that whole process. And I bet we can make arrangements to get that person here to talk to you.
Absolutely. We definitely will. And then some other updates as well for some other openings.
Well, we are, of course, advertising for the financial director. That's probably a little longer process. We want to make sure that we have applications from a broad spectrum as possible. Oh, it's not just local, but we are listing this nationwide. We want to make sure that our criteria are met. We're looking certainly for someone with a degree in accounting, but with a lot of experience and municipal experience. We know that the accounting and procedures from private industry and private business are different than municipal finance. So we hope to get someone with 3 to 5 years of experience to assume this position. And we think we will be able to do that appropriately. And so we are out there. We've had some applications already, but the deadline is not passed. We are keeping that position open until filled. But we've had inquiry. We've had applications about that position, duties that are entailed in that position, and how do you work with the council? How do you work with administration? So there is interest. It's a really good position, and we're anxious to see what comes in.
Yeah, and then, of course, the city administrator role that you hold.
Yes.
That's kind of going on right now.
That's going on as we speak. I can tell you that the latest information I had last Friday was the last update I had received. There were 17 applicants for the position. I talked with a Baker Tilly representative. And some of them did not meet the minimal qualifications, but others did. And Baker Tilly is continuing to search. They are also preparing a summary, a synopsis of the applicants that they have received, those they believe meet the qualifications, and we're looking forward to them. In fact, I'm going to be hopefully speaking with the Baker Tilly representative today, just to give us an update going into the Easter holiday weekend, so that information I will have by Monday, and see where we're at and to move that process along. Obviously, we want to get someone well qualified in as quickly as possible, but we also want it to be a thorough vetting process to make sure we get someone here who serves Crookston well, is qualified and ready to move ahead with all of the plans and ideas that the council and department heads are putting forward. So it's moving. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, is there, is familiarity with the area something that is really intriguing to the council, or maybe even, kind of a breath of fresh air, someone from outside the area?
I think the council, familiarity with the area would be a minor factor. The council really wants someone who has the experience previously in city administration, being familiar with the statutes, rules, and regulations of the state of Minnesota would certainly be an advantage. But I think mostly it's the experience. Previous experience in a city of our size or maybe greater, and then working with supervising departments, department heads, and I think that will be very, very important to the council. And obviously, they will be involved in the process intimately. Department heads will be a part of the process, and a thorough vetting of any individuals with interviews will be critical. And we're just going to try to establish a timeline for that to be done.
And Baker Tilly, they are the search firm that's kind of spearheading this this campaign?
Yeah, they're not kind of. They are spearheading this campaign. We're working with an individual who's very familiar with the state of Minnesota. In fact, she helped place individuals in Bemidji and other locales in our area for city administration. As always, it's a tough market in the terms of the number of administrators, one, that are available, two, that are willing to move and want to move, and three, coming into just our geographic location. We who live here know what it's like, but not everybody knows what it's like to live in this locale, just climatically. You know, what is it like to be here in the middle of a typical February? And what is your fall like? And so that's something that will be discussed with any potential administrator and get them thoroughly acclimated to what is expected of them personally and then professionally.
Anything else that you'd like to mention today?
Well, we are also looking for a human resources coordinator. That position is now open. That was posted also this week. And we've had, I'm really amazed at the number of applications we've had for that in just this short a period of time. A number of candidates sending in resumes, contacting me and contacting City Hall, indicating, hey, we're interested. This sounds like a great position for me, and not me, but that candidate. And so we've had a lot of inquiry about that.
All right. Well, busy as always.
Always busy.
All right. Well, Corky, thank you very much for joining us once again on our Valley Talk program. Look forward to speaking with you next month.
Yep. You're welcome. Always glad to be here. And we'll arrange for new personnel to come on in, talk to you and the listeners.
Yeah. Excited about that, as that was Corky Reynolds on today's Valley Talk program.